When Paul Wolfowitz arrived at the World Bank 2 years ago, he made fighting third world corruption his battle cry. Now he's fighting a different kind of battle. Colin Bradford follows the World Bank at the Brookings Institution, a Washington research organization.
I mean, it's just totally inconsistent to say, to advocate one thing for other countries to do, and then in terms of your own personal behavior, to feather your own bed, take care of your own people, and so on in the way that he did. I mean, it's blatant cronyism.
Ironically, Wolfowitz became involved in finding a new position for his companion, Shaha Riza, to avoid any appearance of conflict of interest.
I made a mistake for which I am sorry.
The bank's 24-member executive board has reportedly concluded that in arranging a new job for Riza, Wolfowitz violated bank procedures. But Gene Rotberg, who served 19 years as World Bank treasurer and senior vice president, says Wolfowitz's problem only minimally involves his female companion.
I suspect that the main reason is rather straightforward. It is Iraq. It is his failure even now to admit he was wrong, that he made a mistake, that he has caused great damage.
Many of the bank's over 5,000 professional staff say Wolfowitz's effectiveness in leading the bank has been irreparably damaged. Gene Rotberg agrees.
Because if the countries say your effectiveness is damaged, and if the staff say your effectiveness is damaged, then by definition you are damaged.
By tradition, Europe chooses the head of the International Monetary Fund and the United States the president of the World Bank. President Bush has been standing firm for Wolfowitz.
My position is that he ought to stay.
Other world leaders have been silent, but several Africans have voiced support for Wolfowitz. Antoinette Saya is Liberia's finance minister.
He has been absolutely supportive, responsive, there for us. Making the advocacy that is absolutely essential.
Wolfowitz said last month that he will respect the decision of the bank's executive board.
I didn't hide anything that I did, and I'm, as I said, prepared to accept any remedies that the board wants to propose.
Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.